This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, this is the second lecture on the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger, his Rasul, and the last of them, and the seal of the prophets, and that after him there is no other prophet and no other messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any of your men, of any of the men among you, but is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Khatam al-Nabi, and the seal of the prophets, and Allah has perfect knowledge of all things. The first thing to remember about Rasulullah ﷺ and our relationship with him is that we are required to believe in him, not just to believe the message, but to believe that he, Muhammad ﷺ, was the messenger of Allah. To believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the messenger of Allah is essential because the message is about al-ghayb, the unperceivable. Iman bil-ghayb is the fundamental element of our creed, of our aqeedah. Everything depends on that. We believe in it because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. There is no other reason. We believe him because we believe in him and believe that he was completely and totally truthful. And so if he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said such and such, then we believe it. His word is the evidence, the dalil in Islam. His word does not need anything else to support it as a dalil in Islam. This is the basic principle of authentication of a hadith. The muhaddithin, the scholars of hadith, check to see if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. If he did, then they don't go further to see if it can be proven scientifically or in any other way. If it is verified that he said it, we believe it. The reality is that our science doesn't go far enough to look into the future or to tell us what happens after death, or anything of al-ghayb. We believe in al-ghayb simply because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about it. If you think about this, this makes the entire Quran also a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We believe that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is an ayah only because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that it is an ayah. It could just as easily have been something that Rasulullah ﷺ said, because if you wanted to say all praise and thanks are for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds, that is how you would say it in Arabic. This is what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said when they told him that Rasulullah ﷺ had said that he had traveled from Makkah to Jerusalem and then into the heavens to meet Allah. He said, if he said it, I believe it. He did not think about, is it possible, not possible. He said, if he said it, I believe it. That became the fundamental principle of authenticating a hadith. That is why it is critical to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Rasul of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, because the truth of his message is based on his position as the messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to announce to the world, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ La ilaha illa hu yuhyi wa yumit. فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. Allah said, which means, say, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O people, O humanity, I am Allah's messenger to you all. To Him alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. There is no God worthy of worship except Him. He gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and His messenger, the unlettered prophet who believes in Allah and His revelations, and follow Him so that you may be rightly guided. Follow Him so that you may be rightly guided. The guarantee of right guidance is to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated and emphasized this relationship and commanded, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَذِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. He said, so that you believers may have faith in Allah and His Messenger, support and honor Him, and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. This is a hukum on us. The distinction of Rasulullah is that though he is called a messenger, he is in fact a teacher. Unlike a postman, for example, who carries a bag of letters which he has nothing to do with. He knows nothing about what the letters contain. His job is merely to deliver the letters to the addressees. In the case of Rasulullah, the meaning of delivery of the message was to teach people how to live by the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is the name of a practice, like a martial art, for example. To learn it, there is some theory to study and some books, but you learn by practicing under a teacher. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah said, which means, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the believers a great favor. He has blessed them by raising a messenger from among them, reciting to them His revelations, purifying them, and teaching them the book and wisdom. For indeed, they had previously been clearly misguided, previously been clearly astray. The job of Rasulullah ﷺ was not merely to recite or inform, but to inform, to purify internally and externally, to receive the information, explain what it means, and then show them how to implement what had been commanded. Without the preparation, the teaching, and the demonstration, the information cannot be implemented. The messenger is intrinsic to the message. The message came to be acted upon, and without him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message cannot be acted upon and lived by. Islam is not merely a theology or a philosophy, but a complete way of life. Islam is a practice. The value of Islam and the matter about which we will be questioned is not knowledge about Islam, but whether we practiced it in our lives or not. That is why the agents of shaitan attack Rasulullah ﷺ, because they know that if they can remove the sunnah from our lives, they would have effectively removed Islam and replaced it with the desires of people to be manipulated at will until they accompany shaitan to his destination. This struggle is primordial. It is from the beginning. The Mu'tazila and their successors, the Quraniyin, they do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately separated the law from the details of its implementation. He commanded us to pray, but didn't tell us how to do it in the Quran, but sent that part of the message to his Rasul, alayhi salam. The message is complete only when you take the two together. That is why Imam Al-Awza'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, and others said, the book needs the sunnah more than the sunnah needs the book. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Rasul his ni'mah, the blessing on the believers, and not his book, which is what the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. Respect for the book and its message is embedded in respect for the messenger. One does not exist without the other. It was narrated from Al-Miqdam Al-Ma'adi radiyallahu anhu from Rasulullah that he said, "Verily, I have been given the book and something like it with it. But soon a man will be lying replete on his couch and he will say, 'You should adhere to this Quran alone. Whatever you find is permitted in it, take it as permissible, and whatever you find forbidden in it, take it as forbidden. Verily, the meat of tame donkeys is not permissible to you, nor is the meat of every animal that has fangs.'" And this is the hadith in Abi Dawud. This is Rasulullah legislating that the meat of donkeys and the meat of every animal that has fangs, in another place also every bird that has talons, is haram. This is not in the Quran. This is the Rasulullah legislating that. What is in the Quran is وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Take whatever my Nabi gives you and leave whatever he stops you from, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment." Respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving him and following his sunnah are the bulwarks against shaitan. To learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to study his seerah with intention to live the way he lived, to mold our character on his, to follow his sunnah in every aspect of our lives, is a sign that we love him. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of judgment, we will be with those we love. What can we say about the one on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent salam and ordered us to do the same by commanding, "Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidul Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidul Majid. The ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab, when Allah said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his angels pray for him. O believers, invoke Allah's blessing, call Allah's blessing upon him, and salute him with worthy greetings of praise. My brothers and sisters, let us make salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our daily habit of goodness, the minimum reward of which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send salam 10 times on the one who sends salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time. Finally, the job of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of those who follow him is to convey the message as clearly as possible, fearing nobody other than Allah. Our responsibility is to convey the message, not to convince anyone. Allah said, "Qul atiu Allah wa atiu Rasula, fa in tawallaw fa innama alayhi ma humila wa alaykum ma humiltum wa in tuti'uhu tahtadu wa in tuti'uhu tahtadu wa ma 'ala ar-rasuli illa al-balaghul mubin." Allah said, which means, say, obey Allah and obey the messenger. But if you turn away, then he is only responsible for his duty as you are responsible for yours. And if you obey him, you will be rightly guided. If you obey him, you will be rightly guided. وَإِن تُطِعُهُ تَهْتَدُ. The one who does not obey him cannot be guided. The messenger's duty is only to deliver the message clearly. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to open our hearts to his message and to understand that message through the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to fill our lives with the blessing of that message. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.